In Iraq this past week, at least two U.S. service members were killed and one was wounded in ambushes carried out by insurgents believed to be loyal to Saddam Hussein. But there are also some positive signs. The U.S. Administrator to Iraq, Paul Bremer, is expected to announce the makeup of an Iraqi governing council, perhaps as soon as tomorrow. And the new council is seen as the first major step on a road toward Iraqi self-rule. Kate Seeley joins us from Baghdad. Kate, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
And tell us about this council, if you could, please.
Well, it's considered an extremely important and overdue step here in Iraq. The 25 to 30 member governing council, as it's called, will represent a broad spectrum of Iraqi society. There'll be Shia, Sunnis, Kurds, Christians, women on the council. But most significantly, the largest share will be given to the Shia, who make up a majority here and have historically been politically underrepresented. Now, these members will help run the country with the Americans until a new constitution is ratified, and then an independent government is finally elected. And I should note that the council will have some authority, the authority to appoint and supervise ministers and set fiscal and budget policy, among other things. It's not everything Iraqi leaders had wanted, but the council is being given far more power than the advisory council that that the Americans had been talking about establishing last month.
Now, Kate, this advisory council, or this council, active council, I should say, has been established at the same time that U.S. forces have drawn down their presence in Fallujah. Help us read the significance of that, if you could, please.
Well, let me talk a little bit about Fallujah. Fallujah has been a real hotspot for U.S. troops. It's a stronghold of Saddam Hussein supporters. U.S. troops have come under increasing attack there. On Thursday, U.S.-trained Iraqi police protested against the American presence at their police station, saying it made them vulnerable to attack. And in fact, Iraqis who are seen to be cooperating with the U.S. have been attacked and killed in recent weeks. So it was a legitimate concern. And in response, yesterday, U.S. troops did reduce their presence at both the Fallujah police station and at the mayor's office. And the move was seen as an important concession to growing Iraqi concerns about their own safety.
So the imminent implementation of the council and the lower visibility of Americans in Fallujah and those Iraqis who assist them is expected to help the security situation?
It's believed so. I mean, the security situation has deteriorated drastically in the last several weeks. The U.S. military said recently that troops are attacked on average 7 to 13 times a day here. And the U.S. is having a very hard time getting the situation under control. So Iraqis argue that the sooner they are included in the governing process, the sooner they can help the Americans address the security problem. This is our country, they say. We know how to run it. In Fallujah, the Iraqi police told me they could do a much better job than the Americans patrolling the city. They know the people. They know the customs. They swear attacks against troops will lessen if American forces step back and give Iraqi police a greater role. So Iraqis say, you know, once Americans start sharing power and Iraq looks less like an occupied country, which is creating a lot of resentment here, the situation will improve.
We've been quoting ABC Washington, ABC News Washington Post poll this morning that finds 52% of the American people find the casualty level among Americans and perhaps their Iraqi allies there to be unacceptable. What's the feeling on the ground war?
Well, troops here are incredibly edgy. One American soldier told me he's more scared now than during the war. They don't know who is friend and who is foe. They're being shot in the head in relatively safe and friendly neighborhoods. As a result, they've become relatively trigger happy, sort of shooting at anything that scares them. As a result, they've killed quite a few innocent Iraqis in the past few weeks, and that's alienating and angering a lot of ordinary people here.
Thanks very much, Kate Seeley in Baghdad.